back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second half about to get underway in our boys' game. Boys are playing first. Then it's girls' basketball around 8 o'clock, Walsall West and D.C. Everest. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreens have played down to the level of their opponent. This has got to be frustrating for Coach Corey Heckel. The team didn't spend any time warming up when they came out of the locker room, spent time at the bench being talked to by their coach. Evergreens inbound to Riley Peterson, and the second half is underway. West by four. Yeah, I mean, the Evergreens are a better team than the Warriors. They've played down to West level. Walsall West, 1-9 in league play, 4-16 overall, and they're giving the Evergreens a tussle here. Kyle Kurtenbach is on the floor to start the second half. He's playing with three personal fouls. So is Jacob Stroik. Stroik up high, goes to Riley Peterson. Half minute gone here in the period. Peterson almost lost his footing as he thought about driving, and now to Sarakowski. So those three Evergreen seniors all on the floor. Sarakowski drives along the baseline. He's cut off. Goes back out to Stroik. Now, the tough spot is when all three of these seniors are on, you're not really sure where the shot's going to come from because Riley Peterson doesn't want to shoot. Now Stephen Weir. Weir thought about driving in, gives it out to Stroik. And no one really wants to shoot the ball here. You know, Van Grinsven is on the bench right now. Giebert is on the bench. You don't have a lot more inside. Evergreens work around to Kurtenbach. He's at the foul line extended and now goes over to Sarakowski. Sarakowski picks up his dribble, quickly guarded there, and goes back over. A minute 10 seconds on this possession, and the Evergreens have not taken a shot. They pull it back out. They'll run more offense to Weir. Over to Stroik. This is more of what we saw in the first half. A lot of standing around, not enough ball movement. Now to Kurtenbach, draws the double team in traffic. His shot is a miss. Kurtenbach swats it back out. Offensive rebound. Weir along the baseline. Look to make another pass into Sarakowski. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Walsall West. Evergreens will inbound in the corner. And Jacob Stroik is going out. And who are they putting in here? They're putting back in. Riley Peterson's back in. Kurtenbach. And Stephen Weir's on the floor as well. Yeah, the Evergreens are very tentative. They've got the ball back in play. They've run a minute and a half off the clock. Have not attempted a shot. Riley Peterson now over to Weir. Weir looks to make a pass down low to Kurtenbach and threw it out of bounds. With 6:19 to play in the third quarter, the Evergreens held it for a minute and 41 seconds and then threw it away. Frustrating. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, we're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. So based on that one possession, of course that doesn't make a half. Here's a long cross-court pass and lays it up and in to Carson Weber. Penn to Weber, 21-15. And Evergreens were napping on defense. Whatever the Evergreens talked about in the locker room at halftime, it's the same team that we saw in the first half. Lethargic on defense, unsure on offense. Sarakowski works around. Sarakowski goes over to Riley Peterson. I mean, it's not that the Evergreens can't battle back against Walsall West. Again, it's an inferior team. It's just there's no urgency, and the team seems to be just playing at a very, very slow level. Riley Peterson looks to dribble down low, gives it to Cornish. Cornish in traffic, banks it in off the backboard. Nice pass from Riley Peterson, and a nice move down low from Chris Cornish. It's 21-17, back to a four-point deficit for the Evergreens, just where it was at halftime. Now into the front court, here comes Carson Weber. Weber goes over to Taylor Penn. Penn had the shot for a moment from the top of the key, now gets it back. Goes over to Weber, thought about driving in, now goes over to Mason Bednarski. Driving along the baseline, Penn pushed off, no call, kicks it back out for a three. Jacob Rader, and Rader just hit. 24-17. This seven-point lead, it's the biggest lead the Warriors have had in a while. The Evergreens, again, if they're going to play this slow, down-tempo game, can't afford to fall further behind. Sarakowski inbounds, and along the baseline, Cornish just dribbled the ball over the end line. He didn't know where he was on the court. And Chris Cornish has turned the ball over again. Now, Walsall West's biggest lead has been eight. They hit a shot from the floor here. They'll have their biggest lead of the game here in the second quarter. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. So this is kind of a big possession for Walsall West. Into the front court there is Noah Dickerson. Dickerson goes over to Matt Alexander, who came in. I'm sorry, that's Jacob Tortson. Dortson's got the ball, guarded by Riley Peterson, kind of pushed off there, no call. Just a little touch, and now in traffic, shot too hard for Kyle Nickel. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert clears the boards. Fast-moving third quarter because the Evergreens have run so much time off the clock. We're at the four-minute mark here, and Riley Peterson's got it in the corner. Goes for Giebert up high, and now to Van Grinsven. Bounce pass down low to Cornish. Weir cuts through, and now Riley Peterson off a pick. Found him down low, and Riley Peterson scores. Peterson's now got five to lead all scorers for the Evergreens. We go under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's 24-19. Evergreens have been outscored 5-4 in this kind of lethargic third quarter. Here's a long three, and there's another hit from Jacob Tordson. So now Walsall West is heating up from behind the three-point arc, and the lead is back to 8. 27-19. Evergreens want a timeout. Coach Corey Heckle can't be happy with what he sees there. We're going to take a 30-second break as well. Walsall West has equaled their biggest advantage, 27-19, back in a half minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio. Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Probably the Evergreens' worst game of the year was their loss to La Crosse Central, just where turnovers went through the roof. They weren't careful with the ball and got blown out by a pretty good La Crosse Central team. If that was a low point for the season, and the Evergreens were playing without Coach Corey Heckle, he was tending to a family matter that day. If that was the low point, this game may be a close second or may rival that one. And Walsall West is going to pick up court man-to-man as the Evergreens bound off the timeout. Evergreens outscored 8-4 since halftime, and the Walsall West lead has doubled since intermission. Now a straight-on three, Stephen Weir, and back-rimmed it. Rebound for Chris Cornish and the DC Everest Evergreens. Riley Peterson wants to drive along the baseline, cut off. Goes back out to Cornish. Weir, 0-for-2 from behind the arc, almost had the ball stolen. Loose on the floor, jump ball goes over to Walsall West. One of the West defenders got a hand on that ball. Weir had to go down to the floor to try and save the possession, and it's tied up and turned over. And now the ball comes inbounds to Noah Dickerson. West can go up by 10 or 11 with a 2 or a 3 here. It goes around here to Mason Bednarski. Now along the baseline, Kyle Nickel, and here's a pass almost stolen away. Van Grinsven almost disrupted that pass, couldn't quite get to it. West still has the possession. Down low in traffic, now kicking out, thinking about the 3. West works it around. Evergreens double-teamed down low. Now trying to drive in is Kyle Nickel. Nickel is cut off. 2.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's a three. This will be an 11-point lead. It rims in for Tyler Penn. It went all the way around the cylinder and went down. It's 30-19, an 11-point lead for Walsall West. As Vince Lombardi would say, what the heck's going on down there? And Riley Peterson has just turned it over. He was trying to rocket that pass through the paint looking for Chris Cornish, and Cornish didn't cut into the paint, cut along the baseline. Another turnover for the Evergreens. 30-19. Walsall West leads DC Everest. Evergreens were trying to build a three-game winning streak. So far, there's no indication that this is going to turn around at this point. Evergreens looked poor in the first half and haven't looked any better since intermission. Ball's almost stolen as Kyle Nickel got it at the foul line extended. And the difference here is Walsall West has heated up from behind the circle. They've hit three threes near Tyler Penn with another one. He left that one short. Evergreens get the rebound. Chris Cornish is fouled. Loose ball foul. Evergreens are going to keep the ball here, and Kyle Nickel will get called for the foul. It's the first foul on either team called since halftime. Evergreens get the ball back, have to go the length of the court, 30-19. Here's Riley Peterson. Right, and the Evergreens have lots of time left, 2 minutes to play third quarter. But they can't fall further behind, and they have fallen further behind here. Cornish double-teamed, kicks it back out to Van Grinsven, tries to drive along the baseline in traffic. Van Grinsven pushed and fouled as he was trying to make a pass to Stephen Weir in the corner. And the foul here is going to be against Kyle Nickel, who has picked up a quick two personal fouls and two on the team. Evergreen's inbound underneath. Quick bounce pass goes to Sarakowski, and the ball is stolen away. Sarakowski wanted to bounce it for Van Grinsven, and one of the Warriors got in there. That was Taylor Pan who disrupted that. Another turnover. Warriors on their biggest lead, 11, and looking to build up more. Ball is loose in the paint. It is picked up by Kyle Nickel, and Nickel scores. Mason Bednarski lost the handle. His teammate picked it up on the low blocks and scored. It's a 13-point deficit. And now driving along the baseline is Van Grinsven. Spins, hangs, and Grant Van Grinsven scores. Evergreens, boy, did they need that. It is 32-21. And we're going to go under a minute to play here. So the Evergreens are going to have a lot of work to do in the fourth quarter. Kyle Nickel guarded there by Cornish. Ball's loose on the floor. The Evergreens come away with it. Evergreens look to run. Here's Weir over to Riley Peterson. Evergreens did not have numbers. They pull it back out. 45 seconds. Walsall West turns it over. Van Grinsven thought about the... now thinks about driving. Spins. Lost the handle. Nick Sarakowski picked it up. 30 seconds left. Riley Peterson. Over to Van Grinsven again. Now back out to Nick Sarakowski. 30 seconds left. Peterson behind the arc. Thought about the three. Does not pull the trigger. Riley Peterson is having a gun-shy day today. Now to Stephen Weir. Weir thought about driving. Goes in. Weir is called for an offensive foul. Turned it over. Plowed in to Mason Bednarski, who did indeed have the feet planted. And Stephen Weir picks up his first personal foul. An empty trip for the Evergreens. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Walsall West is led by as many as 13. They lead by 12 now, and they'll get to hold for a final shot. We're sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens pick up full court pressure. It's bounced in to Jacob Rader. 15 seconds. Rader is guarded by Riley Peterson as he comes into the front court. Peterson guarding there. 10 seconds now. Behind the three-point arc on the baseline is Carson Weber. Weber now goes back out to Jacob Tordson. 5 seconds left. Ball is loose. Stolen by Sarakowski, and Sarakowski is fouled as he's going for that loose ball. 2 seconds left on the clock, and the Evergreens are going to get to inbound from about half court. And who is that foul on? Foul is on Noah Dirdson. That's his third. Evergreens quick inbounds to Van Grinsven, who hoists a three at the buzzer. His contested shot, no good. That's where the quarter comes to an end. The Evergreens trailed by 4 at halftime, and now they trail by 11, 33-21. West hit 1-2-3 from behind the three-point arc, which helped them widen that lead. That's the difference right now. West heated up from the outside. The Evergreens still turning it over too much. Back for the fourth quarter. A struggle ahead for the final 8 minutes. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Wisconsin knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family-friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer. You'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough chalk talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
The Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens were outscored 13-6 in the third quarter. Well, nothing to do but turn the page. Evergreens get the ball first. Pass goes down low to Chris Cornish. He is fouled along the baseline. Cornish is going to get a pair of free throws. Jacob Reeder has been called for his second personal foul. All right, so the Evergreens can try and make some progress with the clock stopped, and Cornish's first free throw is good. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Cornish missed the second. 10-point deficit, 32-22, 7:45 left in the game. Noah Dickerson goes along the baseline. Jacob Rader out high, driving in traffic. Shot is blocked. That was Stephen Weir who got up high and blocked that shot from Jacob Tortson. Evergreens get it back. Now into the hands of Van Grinsven. All right, basket here gets it down to single numbers. Kyle Kurtenbach back on the floor with three fouls. Now to Van Grinsven, back to Kurtenbach. Goes over to Weir. Weir looks to drive, pulls it back out. Van Grinsven now drives, splits defenders, tries to make an extra pass and turns it over. He was looking for Cornish down low. Cornish was not expecting the pass. The turnovers are going to kill the Evergreens tonight. Jacob Rader's got the ball for Wausau West. You know, West soon is going to look to take some time off the clock here. Means the Evergreens are going to have to play much tighter defense. Carson Weber gives it over to Jacob Tordson. Yeah, West can be deliberate here. They got a 10-point lead, and they have the ball off another Evergreens turnover. Carson Weber now over to Jacob Tordson. And now goes over to Noah Dickerson, trying to drive along the baseline. There is Tordson. He's cut off. He can go back out. All right, the Warriors have taken 45 seconds off the game clock. Yep, Wausau West in no rush here. Jacob Rader's got it in the corner. Nick Sarakowski is guarding. See if the Evergreens look to trap here. Nope, Rader moves it back out to near the center circle and then passes over to Carson Weber. Thinking about the three there is Jacob Tordson. No reason to do that. Tordson now drives along the baseline. He's cut off underneath, got a whistle. And Kyle Kurtenbach is going to pick up his fourth foul here. Kurtenbach cut off the driving player along the baseline. Kind of a touch foul there, but Kurtenbach's got to know that he can't play that close when he's got three and just picked up his fourth. So Jake Giebert comes back in, Brady Eckert comes back in, and Wausau West will still have the ball. They'll inbound underneath. It's West 32, Everest 22. 6:10 left in the game. Long inbounds pass goes into the hands of Taylor Penn. Penn drives, and he's blocked from behind. That's a nice block there by Chris Cornish. Evergreens have to be up-tempo here. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 10-point deficit into the hands of Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski is looking to set up Weir on that weak side screen. Didn't see him. Sarakowski now has got a pick. Hands off to Van Grinsven. Goes around to Brady Eckert. Eckert now looks to drive, and Eckert had it knocked out of bounds. Last touch by a West player. Evergreens will keep it. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Jay in Weston. And Marshfield Clinic, need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Jacob Rader will come out. Noah Dickerson comes back in. Evergreens will inbound right in front of their own bench. With 5:46 left in the game and a 10-point shortfall. Again, the ball is kicked out of bounds by one of the Wausau West players on the inbounds pass. No time comes off here. Nick Sarakowski will inbound. Sarakowski inbounds to Grant Van Grinsven. Yeah, the Evergreens, you can just tell, are a team that doesn't play well from behind. But again, this has been just the most lethargic game that we've seen them play in. Van Grinsven is double-teamed along the baseline. Fights, is blocked, foul. That looked clean up top. Van Grinsven is lucky to get to the free throw line for a couple of foul shots here. And that foul is going to be on Taylor Penn. It's only his first. Wish we could tell you that Penn was in foul trouble. He's got 11 points to lead all scorers. Van Grinsven will shoot two critical free throws. Got the first. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. InterCity State Bank says, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. So that first free throw got the lead back down to single digits. Van Grinsven can cut it to 8 if he makes this one, and he does. It is 32-24. Evergreens pick up full court pressure here. Rick Eckert is in, and driving on him is Jacob Rader. Rader is going to get it across the timeline. 5.5 minutes to play. West has the ball. Carson Weber. Weber now up high to Noah Dickerson. Now goes into the corner. That's Kyle Nickel going around here back to Carson Weber. Weber makes a pass down low in traffic to Penn. He's blocked by Jake Giebert. Goes out of bounds. The West bench was looking for a foul there. Jake Giebert looked like he was all clean up top. West will keep the ball, though. They'll inbound underneath. So the Evergreens need a stop. Lobbing inbound pass, hanging and missing was Reeder. Gets his own rebound, and now he is fouled. Carson Weber got the rebound there. Weber's going to get himself to the free throw line. Just tried to lob that pass in over the defense. And Jake Giebert's going to get called for the foul. tried to use the big vertical there. Carson Weber is going to shoot a pair of free throws. They'll say he was in the act of shooting. His first free throw is good. Hit the front rim and hit the back rim, and down it went. Evergreen's basketball on Fox Sports Radio is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, go to valleycommunities.org. Second free throw, he got that one too. Again, hit the front rim, hit the backboard, and went through the cylinder. It's back to a 10-point lead, 34-24. Van Grinsven has the ball, needs to drive quickly. Van Grinsven underhand, scoop shot, he's fouled. Van Grinsven's going to get himself back to the free throw line. And this is not a bad thing. Van Grinsven's the best free throw shooter on the team. And Jacob Torgson has just been called for his second. That's six team fouls, so the Evergreens will be shooting free throws for the last 5 minutes of this game. And they get a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Van Grinsven missed the first free throw. Just nothing has gone according to script for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The last home game, this will be a really disappointing loss if the Evergreens don't turn this around in the final 5 minutes. Van Grinsven second, and he missed them both. And West gets the rebound. Jacob Torgson clears the boards and amounts to an empty trip. And Torgson comes into the front court, under 5 minutes to play in the game. West is undoubtedly going to work more clock. Do you start putting the Warriors on the foul line unusually early? The Evergreens still have four fouls to give. Do you make West earn this win at the foul line? There's a push-off from Penn that's not called. He misses the layup, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Van Grinsven, got to hurry, 4.5 minutes here. Van Grinsven to Giebert up high, goes around to Brady Eckert. Eckert looks to drive along the baseline, cut off. Goes back out to Giebert, now to Peterson. Peterson's got to look to shoot here. Van Grinsven has it. 4:15 to play in the game. Van Grinsven goes back out to Sarakowski, to Riley Peterson. Sarakowski cut off along the baseline, spins, goes back out. Jake Giebert open for a three, and he hit it! Jake Giebert. That was a big three. Cuts the lead to 7, 34-27, halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to play. If the Evergreens are going to get a rally going here, now is the time. Need to stop first on defense. Jacob Torgson. Torgson is guarded by Brady Eckert. Goes back out. Eckert's going to guard him closely. Goes into the corner to Penn. Penn swings it back up high to David Seaman. Seaman goes back to Penn. We've got a whistle. And Wausau West wants to take a timeout here. At least that's what the Evergreens bench is looking for. You know what? The Wausau West bench is getting a timeout here that I don't think they particularly wanted. And it's going to be a full timeout. 3:39 to play in the game. West still leads D.C. Everest 34-27. Let's take a 30-second break, and then we'll be right back to the Evergreens Fieldhouse on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Wausau West will have the ball out of the timeout. And they have a 7-point lead, 34-27. 3.5 minutes left in the game. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. They were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Also sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Evergreen's playing tighter defense. West gets the ball into Carson Weber's hands. Weber is guarded closely and now hands off to Jacob Torgson. Pass goes down low. Penn kicked it back out. Passed up the three. West is willing to work clock here. It's probably the message during the timeout. Don't have to force a shot here. The clock is the Warriors' friend. Around the perimeter, Carson Weber. Pass goes to Torgson, cuts through, misses the shot, but he's fouled. And he's going to get himself to the free throw line. Yeah, I think that putting the Warriors on the free throw line early might be a good idea. Eric Brummond, who checked in during the stoppage, committed the foul. It is only the fourth on the Evergreens. Let's see what Jacob Torgson can do from the free throw line. His first is a make. Swished it right through. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for 80 years. Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stopping today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Tordson got the second. So it's a 9-point lead. And it's getting late. 3:15 left in the ball game. Evergreens have Van Grinsven. Kicks to the baseline. Here comes a three, and it goes off the side of the backboard from Eric Brummond. West gets the rebound, and the Evergreens commit a foul on the rebound. Sarakowski fouled. And the Evergreens, I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to give away their fouls, and we'll put Walsall West on the line soon. Sarakowski just called for his second. It's the team's fifth. Evergreens pick up full court pressure. Walsall West has to get in. That should be a 5-second violation. No, Walsall West takes a timeout before the five count got him. And that's going to be a full timeout. Warriors lead 39-27 with 3:03 left in the game. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. And CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Walsall West has gone a long time since they've hit a basket from the floor. Their only points in the fourth quarter have come from the free throw line, where they are 4-for-4. And the bad thing for Evergreens fans, you know, if West hits their free throws down the stretch, they're going to close this game out, and they're going to hand the Evergreens a late season defeat. Evergreens have outscored Walsall West 6-4 in the fourth quarter. Biggest lead of the game, 13. The lead right now stands at 9. Evergreens full court pressure out of the timeout. There's a bump and a foul on Chris Cornish. And that will be the sixth team foul. Cornish is second. So the next foul, Walsall West will be facing 1-1s. Not sure who you'd want to foul on this Walsall West team. One of the things I think the Warriors do well, it's a team that doesn't do many things well. I think they shoot their free throws pretty well. Driving into the front court here is Kyle Nickel. Goes into the corner and now kicking it back out. Going around here for David Seaman. Now into the corner, Evergreens double team. Noah Diekerman out of bounds and last touched by one of the Evergreen defenders. Trying to reach in there was Eric Brummond. Brummond and Sarakowski were double teaming in the corner, and Walsall West is fortunate to keep the ball back. 2:45 left to play. Looking to inbound here is David Seaman. Seaman throws it all the way up high to Penn. Penn is guarded by Van Grinsven in the center circle, and it's a reach in and a foul. I don't think Taylor Penn's the one you want to put on the free throw line. He's 4-of-6. And Grant Van Grinsven is going to get called for the foul. It is a 1-and-1 here. So, of course, on a miss, the rebound becomes critical. The lead is 9. Penn's first free throw, he missed it, and the ball is loose. Evergreens get the rebound. Chris Cornish ripped it away from Penn, who was trying to follow his own miss. All right, so the strategy worked, and now the Evergreens have to be a little early here on the front end. Here's Sarakowski. Sarakowski looks to drive, got some room, makes an extra pass down low to Giebert, who scores. Sarakowski fed by Giebert. Evergreens get it down to 7, 36-29. Again, full court pressure, and the Evergreens reach in and commit a foul intentionally. They're going to put Jacob Tordson to the line. Tordson will get a front end 1-and-1 here. As the foul goes on Jake Giebert. Skibert second, team's eighth. Tordson just hit two the last time he got free throws. See what he does on the front end of the 1-and-1. He makes the first end. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud supporter of Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Yeah, I said that earlier. West will close out and win this game if they hit from the free throw line. Second one got them both. So the put-them-on-the-line strategy worked once and didn't work that time. It's back to a 38-29 Walsall West lead, 2:15 to play. Van Grinsven into the front court to Sarakowski. You need someone like Weir to heat up from behind the three-point line. Sarakowski, they set a pick for him, looks to drive in to Van Grinsven. Fake the three, drives into Weir in the corner. Baseline three, and Stephen Weir got it. The Evergreens want a timeout? No, they'll play on. Stephen Weir just hit the three. Maybe Walsall West feels a little pressure now. It's 38-32, down to a 6-point lead. We've got a whistle, and we've got a foul. Stephen Weir commits the foul up high. They're going to put Noah Diekerson on the line. That is Weir's second. You know what? The next time the Evergreens get the ball, they should try and feed Weir again. He's a streaky shooter. Maybe you can get him back in that same spot. Noah Diekerson, no points, but he's a good free throw shooter. Front end of the 1-and-1. He missed it. Evergreens get the rebound. Evergreens have the ball trailing by 6. Under 2 minutes to play. Jake Giebert got the rebound to Nick Sarakowski. Swings weak side to Weir. Thought about the three, but his feet weren't set. Goes back to Weir. On a pick, dribbles through. Ball is loose. Evergreens pick it up. Van Grinsven back to Weir. Not open for the three. Guarding him closer. And Weir just threw the ball out of bounds. Ball is loose. Going to have a whistle and a foul against D.C. Everest. Weir tried to make an extra pass and turned the ball over down low on the baseline. Nick Sarakowski committed that foul. And now it's the double bonus, so there are going to be two free throws. The one-on-one opportunities are gone. Sarakowski just committed his third foul. Team's tenth. Carson Weber is going to get these two. 38-32. The Evergreens have gotten within six. And Weber's first put it right in. Weber is 3 for 3 from the free throw line, and he's going to get one more. We're sponsored here by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com, or call them 715-842-5688. Carson Weber's second. He missed that one. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert. It's a 7-point deficit. 1.5 minutes to play. Evergreens cannot just jog this ball up the court. Van Grinsven's got to be urgent here. Van Grinsven goes over to Weir up high. Weir drives, hangs, throws it off the backboard, no good. Offensive rebound for Wausau West, and a loose ball foul against the Evergreens, against Chris Cornish. The Evergreens crowd doesn't like is that the elbows were out as Carson Weber got that rebound. Throwing those elbows, trying to get clear. Chris Cornish commits the foul. Carson Weber back to the free throw line where he was 1 of 2 his last trip and is going to get two more. 39-32. But again, Weir with not a very good shot was caught hanging kind of in midair there and then turned it over the last time. Weber's first free throw is good. Hit the front rim and rolled through. 40-32. Yeah, the Evergreens needed to convert. They were down by six and had the ball and did not get a particularly good look. Missed the second. Evergreens get the rebound. That's Chris Cornish. 1:15 to play. It's 40-32. An 8-point shortfall. Van Grinsven drives in. Underhand hoops. Scores. And the Evergreens take a timeout. Grant Van Grinsven drove to the basket. The Evergreens look like they got an easier bucket there than they otherwise would have because Wausau West knows not to commit the foul. And the Evergreens call a quick timeout. It's down to a 6-point game again. 40-34. But West will have the ball out of this timeout. They'll have to go the length of the court. Why don't we take a 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back with the conclusion of our boys' basketball game with the girls to follow. It's Wausau West 40, D.C. Evers 34. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
It's just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Wausau West will have the ball. They do not have a basket from the floor in this game. Evergreens pick up full court pressure. They're having trouble getting it in. Ball is loose, knocked out of bounds. It stays with Wausau West. And 1 second comes off the clock with 1:05 left in the game. Evergreens again will contest. And Wausau West have trouble getting it in. Got a whistle and a travel because the player who was triggering it in moved his feet. And it's a turnover to the Evergreens. All right, so this is twice now in the fourth quarter that the Evergreens have gotten it down to six and have had possession. 1:05 to play. Again, the Warriors, all of their points in the fourth quarter have come from the free throw line. 8 points in the fourth quarter for the West Warriors and all from the charity stripe. Evergreens will have the ball here. This gets interesting if the Evergreens make this basket. Sarakowski triggers into Giebert in the corner. Back to Sarakowski. Evergreens have to move quickly here. Sarakowski is fouled as he was being ridden there. And Sarakowski is going to get to the free throw line for a 1-1. That's a bad foul. Noah Dreikerson is called for the foul. And Nick Sarakowski is going to get a 1-1 here. These are big, big free throws. Again, that's a bad foul because when you're up by six, you want the clock always to be moving. And Wausau West commits the foul. And the Evergreens will have a chance to get this under six with the clock stopped. Senior Nick Sarakowski's first free throw is good. That was big. on a make or a miss. There's exactly 1 minute left in the game. Sarakowski's shot here could cut it to a four-point lead, and he got them both. Evergreens within four, 40-36. Walsall West inbounds, full court pressure. Evergreens look to trap under pressure, passed off in the backcourt. Tordson drives into the front court. 50 seconds left. Evergreens bodying up, and Nick Sarakowski commits the foul. Foul on Jacob Rader. And Rader is going to go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Sarakowski has just committed his fourth foul. 51 seconds left. It's a double bonus, so Raider's going to get a pair. Evergreens have cut this to four, and Rader hits the first. So it remains a two-possession game. Evergreens will put in Cornish and Giebert here to give themselves as much size as possible on the free throw line. So the Evergreens reduced to fouling to try and get back in this game. They trail by five, and a make makes it a six-point lead again. So the Evergreens have the ball again, and here comes Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski gives over to Van Grinsven. 45 seconds, clock's moving. Van Grinsven's got a drive. Goes to the corner. Sarakowski thought about the three. Hangs in traffic. Sarakowski with a miss. Ball is tapped loose into the corner. Evergreen safe possession. It's on the floor. Jump ball, and it belongs to Wausau West. So again, the Evergreens had possession with a six-point deficit, did not get a good look at the basket, and could not get this any closer. 42-36, and Walsall West is going to call a timeout, knowing that the Evergreens, again, are going to have to foul as soon as they get this ball in. And it is just looking more and more likely that Walsall West is going to win this game. And this will be a very, very disappointing loss for the DC Everest Evergreens. Evergreens were on that four-game losing streak earlier, and you know, there was no shame in some of the teams that they lost to. That four-game losing streak included defeats to Marshfield, Spash, and Wisconsin Rapids, all teams that are ahead of the Evergreens in the standings. That four-game losing streak also includes a loss to Walthaw East, and Coach Corey Henkel will tell you that that loss, one of his most disappointing losses of the season. This one would be more disappointing. Walsall West is 1-9 in the Valley, and is about to snap this small two-game winning streak for the Evergreens and get their second win at the expense of DC Everest. That is unless something unusual happens. West has the lead, 42-36, and off that tie-up, they're going to get the ball on alternating possession. And again, Walsall West still does not have a basket from the floor in the fourth quarter. All from the free throw line. And the Evergreens are going to foul them again once they put the ball in bounds. 33 ticks left. West with the ball up by six. Evergreens full court pressure in the backcourt. It goes inbounds to Penn. It's a bad pass, and it's stolen. It goes out of bounds. It goes to, it goes off of one of the Evergreens players. Van Grinsven was unable to secure that loose pass, and it goes out of bounds off him and goes back to Walsall West. Only 1 second came off the clock, but the ball was loose, and the Evergreens had a chance to get it. Long cross-court pass goes into Kyle Nickel. Nickel is fouled by Eric Brummond. So Nickel's going to go to the free-throw line. He has not shot any free throws so far today, and he's going to get a chance to do just that here. It's a double bonus here. Brummond is called for the foul. Let's see what Kyle Nickel is like at the free throw line, and he makes the first. Yep, the Warriors make their free throws. Evergreens will put back in Stephen Weir, Jake Giebert, and they'll put back in Chris Cornish for his rebounding ability. 43-36. Kyle Nickel gets one more. 30 seconds left in the ball game. And Nickel makes them both. And Walsall West going to substitute here. David Seaman will come in and Nickel will come out. 44-36, back to an 8-point lead. Evergreens roll it in to try and save the possession. Van Grinsven dribbles in. I don't know why Van Grinsven's at half speed. Drives in. They're not going to contest here. He pulls up and Van Grinsven scores. Evergreens will take a timeout. 22 seconds left. Evergreens have done a good job extending the game here. Van Grinsven now has 10, but again, Walsall West knows not to foul there. You don't want to give up a three-point play opportunity. So it's back to an 8-point lead, but West is going to have the ball. And I would imagine, again, as soon as this ball comes in, the Evergreens will be committing another foul. D.C. Everest Basketball is sponsored by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. InterCity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. The Evergreens have two more games next week. They're both on the road. They'll play against Spash. It's a Thursday game. And then down to Milwaukee for a game at the Bradley Center before the Bucks play. They'll take on Rhinelander in an afternoon game. The Bucks play the Indiana Pacers that night. Out of the timeout, Wausau West inbounds. Evergreens full court pressure, inbound, whistle, and a foul. Jacob Rader was fouled as the ball came into him. Walked down to the other end, more free throws. The Evergreens again make wholesale substitutions to try and stretch out this game. Brady Eichert called for the foul. And two free throws coming up for Rader. Rader has hit both of his free throws here, and his first is good. Wausau West has done an excellent job from the free throw line, and that's why they're going to win this game. It's 45-38 with 21 seconds left. The Evergreens are down by 7, and that first free throw was good because it makes it a three-possession game here. One more here is going to kind of put out the lights here for the Evergreens, and the Warriors are going to make it. And Rader just hit his free throw. It's back an 8-point game, and Wausau West is going to get this done. Grant Van Grinsven comes in, only 20 seconds left. Van Grinsven looks to drive on the screen, pulls it back out. Giebert lets a three-ball fly, and he makes it. Evergreens will take a timeout with 12 seconds left. Still think it's all academic here. Jake Giebert has hit his second three of the game. He now has 9 points overall. 46-41, but 12 seconds left, and it is time that is going to be the enemy down the stretch. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? Visit the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Evergreens girls will hope for better luck in the nightcap against Wausau West. Evergreens girls game should tip off around 8 o'clock tonight. Somewhere between 7:45 and 8. We'll have 20 minutes in between games. If the Evergreens girls win, well, they'll become Valley Conference champions. When those teams met earlier in the year, the Evergreens, it was a tough-fought game. They beat the Wausau West Warriors by 6. And, of course, the Warriors girls team has the leading scorer in the Valley Conference, Jasmine Sams. Coach Corey Heckel explaining what he wants done to his team. You really want the foul to come right away. Warriors to get the ball back. 46-41 lead against D.C. Everest. What a surprise. I really came into this game thinking that the Evergreens would take care of business and would have a three-game winning streak. Long baseball pass to half court, and it goes to Taylor Penn, and Brady Eckert makes the foul. We weren't going to give up an uncontested layup here. Penn is going to go to the free throw line. We call the foul on Van Grinsven. 1 second came off the clock. Taylor Penn gets a pair here in the double bonus. Makes the first. 47-41. Evergreens again sub in. They put Giebert and Cornish back in for their rebounding ability because on a miss, the Evergreens absolutely need the ball. And Taylor Penn, only a junior. Be interesting what his senior year will be like if they get better pieces around him. Because really, he doesn't have much for teammates here. Makes the second free throw, 10 seconds left. And Wausau West is going to close out this win. Here's a three from the top of the key for Weir off the backboard. No good. Evergreens get the rebound, put back by Chris Cornish. And the Evergreens take a timeout. But there's only 1 second left. Not enough time to overcome the five-point deficit off the putback by Chris Cornish. It's 48-43. And senior night will be a disappointment for Kyle Kurtenbach, Nick Sarakowski, and Jacob Stroik. They will lose their last game on their home floor. I mean, it is still possible, not likely, but possible, depending on the seedings, that the Evergreens might get a home game in the playoffs. It is much more likely, particularly with this loss here, that the Evergreens are going to be sent on the road in the first round of the playoffs. And because now they'll find themselves... They'll find themselves 4 games below 500 overall. The Evergreens are likely going to get a tough customer in the playoffs. Again, the teams will be seeded and matched up this weekend, even though there are 2 games left in the boys' regular season. Wausau West will merely have to inbound the ball Only one tick left on the clock, and then the Warriors will be celebrating a victory over D.C. Everest. Yeah, the Evergreens are not a good enough team to take anything for granted. And the Evergreens did not play well in the first half. They came out very lethargic. They found themselves down 10-2 in the early going. Fell behind by 13 in the third quarter. Got it down to 4 in the fourth quarter, but could get no closer. They put Walsall West on the line early. Got a whistle and a foul on the inbounds pass, back before the ball was inbounded. So we'll just walk down to the other end and shoot more free throws. In fact, I think because the ball didn't even come inbounds, the Warriors are going to get the ball back after the free throws here. At least that should be the right call. Not sure if that's the way the referees are setting it up. Brady Euchert is called for the foul. Jacob Tordson will get a pair. Tordson's first is good. Tordson in the fourth quarter, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Yep, Walsall West. You know what? They played better than the Evergreens tonight. They deserve this win. Tordson got his second. The Evergreens cannot underperform. Ball's inbounded. Final horn sounds, and it's 50-43. Walsall West upsets D.C. Everest. As Kyle Kurtenbach, Nick Sierakowski, and Jacob Stroik come off their home floor for the final time on a senior night defeat for the Evergreens, 50-43. No joy in Mudville in game one of our boys and girls doubleheader. And again, in that fourth quarter, what an unusual statistic. All of Walsall West points came from behind the free throw line. Walsall West did not score a single bucket from the floor in the fourth quarter. Now, part of that is strategy, and the Evergreens decided early that they would foul. They began putting Walsall West on the line with 3.5 minutes left in the game. And the difference here was that Walsall West made their free throws down the stretch and were able to close out the Evergreens. Not sure if Coach Corey Heckle is going to pay us a visit or not. He's got to be disappointed with this loss. He was scheduled to be our guest in between games. If not, well, no big deal. We will total up our scorecard and we will look back at our leading scorers for this boys' game. We're going to take a 5-minute break. 5 minutes, then we'll be back to wrap up our boys' basketball coverage on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Talking to veterans about the real issues they're dealing with can be awkward and uncomfortable. We think to ourselves, I never served. How could I understand? They'll talk about it when they're ready. And then we wonder why they don't want to talk. But when their behavior changes, when they withdraw to themselves, increase substance use, or even talk about hurting themselves, it's time to act. Because if we don't, our families and relationships will suffer. Ask the hard questions. Listen to the veterans in your life and show you care. Make the call. It matters. When you recognize a veteran is in crisis, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, and we are in between games of a boys and girls basketball doubleheader. In game one, the boys played first, and Wausau West surprises D.C. Everest 50-43. The Evergreens put the Warriors on the line with about 3.5 minutes left in the game. The Warriors did not score a basket from the floor in the fourth quarter, but they did hit their free throws, and that closed out this ballgame. Evergreens managed to get within 4. They had trailed by as many as 13. Evergreens were outscored 10-5 in the first quarter. They did outscore the Wausau West Warriors 22-18 in the final quarter of the game. But again, this is a bad loss for D.C. Everest. The defeat brings them down to 4-7 in the conference. And depending on what Wausau East does tonight against Merrill, the Evergreens could fall from 4th to 5th place because of this bad loss. The Evergreens are now 8-12 overall. The Wausau West Warriors improved to 5-16 and now 2-9, still in last place in the Valley Conference. We'll look back at the game's leading scorers after a 2-minute break. Back in two, in between games on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Ball.